My name is Jasmine Williams. I'm in cohort 37, previously from cohort evening number 10. My front-end capstone project is called Traveling Disc, and my back-end capstone project is called BYO, as in Build Your Own Gym for Muscles.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm really excited to hear about both of those projects, but before we get to that, we would love to hear what you were doing before NSS. So what were you up to? How did you make these, you know, changes in your path to go into software development?
Yeah, for sure. I actually came out of college thinking I wanted to work in public policy. I worked at a nonprofit here in Nashville, and then I just kind of realized that although I was doing really important work, I was super bored. And that's when I kind of started exploring like technology and coding, and I made the very important jump to my position that I had at Lyft, the rideshare company. And while I was there, I was working on the driver growth operations team. And while I thought that it would be a really important like stepping stone into the tech industry, it ended up kind of being a position that more so improved my business acumen and let me explore kind of what kind of role I thought I might want to have like later on as a software developer working for like a larger company such as Lyft. But while I was there, I mainly focused on helping out users and customers and what tools were necessary to do that and how to use those. As I was working there, I started coding a little bit on my own, figured out that Nashville Software School was a place that existed, went to an info session, and was definitely hooked there.
Whoa, that's real neat. I love how we hear a similar story often, how someone at work, they'll see other people kind of doing something that inspires them to say, hey, I want to do that, and I bet I can do that too.
For sure. It really helps to be in an environment where you can actually see what their day-to-day is like and figure out that that's something that not only are you interested in, but that you think you might be good at.
Excellent. Very good. Well, let's now jump into what you've been doing these last 6 months. So you make that jump, and now you've been working on some really cool things. So whichever project you want to start with, what is it, and how have you been navigating creating these apps, and then, you know, how you actually built it as well?
For sure. So in the front end, I mentioned before that I'm an avid Ultimate Frisbee player. So of course that influenced my project. And I was thinking about the different tournaments that we go to and all the logistics that are involved and how that normally goes through GroupMe or Slack or email threads. And I just figured that there could be a better way to figure out, hey, who's going to this tournament, who's not, when is it, like kind of have like a season of tournaments laid out before you and put together a team without having to send a million emails. And so that's where I got the idea for Traveling Disc, which is basically a trip planning application, but specifically for Ultimate Frisbee tournaments. So coming up with this idea fresh off of learning how to use React Framework with JavaScript, I honestly felt like the most challenging part was dealing with kind of the overwhelming amount of capability that React has and how much power it can give to your application. So figuring out where you actually need to use that power and where you can rely on just your fundamental JavaScript that you know. And so I kind of went about it keeping my end product in mind, like focusing on functionality. I had a really great front-end instructor, shout out to Zoe Ames, for keeping me focused and letting me kind of think about my application in terms of what my users would need and just kind of prioritize it in that way.
That's so cool. And what about your other project? I'd love to hear sort of how that has come to be.
Yeah, so I've been working on that all week long. I'm definitely proud about it. I did choose to build an API and connect it to a React client. So it's kind of like I was just learning React for a second time. It's definitely easier the second time around. And I have really enjoyed that because it kind of came together really beautifully. You kind of think when you jump into back end that you might forget what you learned in front end. because it's very different. But I found that putting it together was pretty easy and seamless and definitely made sense. So I built this API. I used Axios to help my React client fetch the data from my database. And then I added some really cool functionality to it. It's kind of made to store workouts. So me personally, I'm not a huge gym rat, but my partner is. And I'm the type of person who's like, I want to go to a workout class. I want somebody to tell me what to do. Like, I don't want to have to think about my workout or craft a new workout every time I go to the gym. So for me, it was really helpful to have an application where I could store those previous workouts and say, hey, you know, I'm just going to do this one again. I remember I was really, really worked after that one. So that's what my application is. You can search through a library of exercises and workouts, create new ones, and you know exactly which muscle groups they're targeting or whether they're categorized as upper body, full body, etc. So it's come together really in a really awesome way. I really enjoyed learning, kind of relearning React. And I definitely feel, based on this project, but also based on my experience in the backend course, that I would love to be in a full stack role because I really love focusing on both ends.
That's great. I was just about to ask you kind of what your thoughts were in the future. So full stack is, that's great. And I know they give you all the tools to learn that. And sometimes people at the end decide, hey, I really loved front end or back end. But I'm hearing you loud and clear about where you want to be going next. That's super exciting.
Yeah. I went into it thinking like, why would I love back end as much as front end? Like, it's so satisfying seeing your code actually result in something in the browser page. But the logic of back end is super satisfying, and learning SQL and then just kind of putting both of those ends together is super exciting for me.
Excellent. Well, hey, I am so glad we got the chance to connect. I'm really looking forward to seeing what the future holds for you. I know you've been really passionate about this new line of work you're doing, and it really shows. So thank you so much for jumping in here and sharing a little about your story.
Of course. Thank you, Clark.